You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views! And just go. Just fire the fucking intro and let's just get right into it. You guys excited about Costa Rica?
I'm pumped.
All right, fuck it. Yeah, I'm shirtless under here. I know you guys are wondering.
Whoa. I know. Oh my God, I can't believe you just showed your chest.
I know. Well, a lot of people are commenting right currently.
Why don't you show your... You never appear with your shirt off. Why is that?
It's something I like to keep to myself.
He's embarrassed.
What's he embarrassed about? What does it look like?
Have you seen him with the shirt off?
He's
Okay, Matt, you can't body shame me.
I'm just kidding.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know why. Why is it that you don't like to take your shirt off?
Well, it's because... Honestly, like, I'm fat. No, honestly,
you're not. You're not so skinny.
No. Honestly, it's because, like, I've always wanted to be, like, in shape when I did it. And, like, I'm putting it off forever. But, like, now Ilya's going to get me in shape, apparently. Mm-hmm. And, like, that'll be the time where I'll, like...
You've made it such, like, a thing
I know
in your own head that now you won't...
You know what I said? I said in the... It was, like, my...
Dead ass, I'm not taking my shirt off till I have a six-pack. Is that what you said? Now you have to, like, stick to it?
No. No, like, in my seventh vlog, I was, like...
My seventh vlog?
Yeah, because everyone was, like, why are people always shirtless around you and you're never shirtless?
Yeah. They're, like, 600 vlogs?
And I was, like, yeah, but it was my seventh or some shit. And I was, like, fuck it, 100th vlog, I'm shirtless. And then we hit 100, and I'm, like, I've gained weight.
You made it such a thing that when I am in the hot tub with you and you, like, get out to get a towel or something, I actually go like this. And, like, look away because I'm like, I'm not supposed to see him shirtless. Like, and it's like my own brain like made that choice.
Yeah, well, that's good. That means you're respectful.
I am. I want to be respectful.
You want to save it for the surprise when Ilya's done? What? You're just saving yourself for when Ilya gets me in shape.
Yeah.
You don't want to ruin it.
Finally.
You've had
I'm the
with
opposize.
Me.
When You've he's like with naked, me I'm like, I stare extra intently.
It's crazy. There's a lot of times where I'm in the tub alone. And I'm completely naked in it. And you guys are all walking around the house. It's not gross. Jonah did it with us the other day. Jonah took his pants off. And like, for a second, you're like, that's disgusting.
Right.
But then you think about it. We're technically all naked in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Like all our genitals are just touching the water and the droplets are like.
I mean,
and I love going underwater to hold my breath for as long as I can. And I know I'm down there for like 3 minutes swimming around Natalie's vagina.
Just getting
everything out of the way. I mean, it's the truth. Hot tubs are so fucking disgusting.
That's why I don't like hot tubbing. You ask me all the time and I'm like, no, and no.
Okay.
It's gross.
And I will say this is where I crossed the line with Jonah. Jonah was naked. And then he made the fucking nastiest comment. He's like, when you put your asshole to the jets, it's like it's cleaning it out.
Ew. Oh, God. My God.
And it's really fucking gross. It's really gross. Yeah. To get his asshole cleaned while we're in there with him. That's why I was like, okay, I'm like, I should draw the line at some point with the hot tub shenanigans.
Having too many people in it at one time.
How are you guys in locker rooms when people are naked? Does that creep you out?
No.
I can't pee around people. I could never
do it in an airport.
No, I have to be away. I've like become really confident about saying I can't pee around people. So like we were at the Drake concert the other day and I had to go pee. And there was just too many people in there, but there was like a long line. There was like a line of like 20 people outside waiting. And I waited for like 5 minutes.
Right.
And I went in and all the urinals were gone. And I was just like, fuck it, I'm out. And I said it out loud. I was like, I'm out. I can't pee around you guys. I'm sorry. Because it was just like, I have to.
Why don't you go in the stall?
Mm-hmm. The stalls were busy.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what'd you do?
And people were sitting down, so I could tell they were going to be there for a while.
So you just hold, you held it?
No. I left. I went home.
Oh, you left the party?
Yeah. I didn't go home to pee. I just left. I went to somewhere else.
Oh.
But it was like, I don't know. I'm just
so
not.
You just don't pee in public, period?
Unless I'm tipsy or drunk. Then I can like, I could pee on Ilya's face if I need to. Yeah.
Weren't you peeing outside the other night and there was gunshots?
Oh my God, yeah.
Where?
But there was no one around.
Where? The only shooting we've ever been around our entire life.
Yeah, you guys really like didn't tell me anything about it. I'm kind of pissed because it sounds like pretty crazy.
It was actually pretty insane.
Yeah, it was pretty. Oh, I forgot you were there. I don't know why I forgot we were together. Sorry. I thought you were.
Jeez, Dave, you're lucky you're alive. Natalie would have fucking left you for dead.
I know.
Come on, Todd, let's go. Get everyone in the car. Todd, Zane, Ilya. Yep, that's everybody.
Yeah, we were outside of a.
Oh.
That's everybody. We were outside of a club in LA, and I went to go pee, like around the corner.
Yeah.
Because the bathrooms were busy inside.
Seriously?
No.
That almost killed you. Your phobia.
No, it actually saved me. It genuinely saved me because everybody was at the door waiting to get in the club. The club was closed.
But everyone was still trying to get in.
But everyone was still trying to get in because there was a huge after party. So I went to go pee and then fucking like six shots went off. I've never actually heard gunshots that close in my life.
Yeah, super
loud. It's like being 10 feet away from a firecracker when I was like 100 feet away from the shots.
Yeah.
Right.
And they went off and then just everybody was just fucking running.
Scrambling, yeah.
Yeah, like it was.
And there was already, like, just to make the picture a little bit, it was like at the intersection, there was already like there was probably 100 people outside the club trying to get in.
Yeah.
So there was a huge crowd and all the police kind of were pulling up already at the time to clear out the street and everything. And then as we were crossing the street, leaving the club, you hear like 6, 7, 8 gunshots go off, just like a firecracker.
I mean, I'm not exaggerating. All of LA was at this intersection.
Yeah.
Like, I'm...
It was the only place open still after, right. You know,
yeah.
Having all these
I'm not
parties.
Even saying like all of LA, like just people. I'm saying like in like celebrity wise, like it was like a really big after party.
Oh,
so everybody was there.
Yeah.
So like,
were you like, thank God I'm alive?
I honestly, my first reaction when it happened, as we were crossing the street, Todd like immediately grabbed me for like cover to run. And I was
that's a real man.
No. He like grabbed her ass cover to run.
He felt her up in that moment.
He grabbed her tits and turned her around.
He's like, if we're going out in this moment,
yes,
I'm gonna get a little
fear.
No, but I thought it was, I didn't think it was real because I've never been a part of a situation like that ever. I never would think that I would be. And I thought it was, and Todd was like, you're an idiot. This just proves that you would, you know, whatever. I thought that it was the police just loading off like fake like blanks to clear the street out. That's what I thought.
Party's over, motherfuckers!
What? What party have you been to where the cops are just like, man, it's getting late. I'm going to fire some shots off, okay? Yeah. You go do that.
This will clear them out.
I don't know.
This'll
I don't
send
know.
Everybody home.
That was my first.
Todd, it's okay. They just want us to go home.
You're not in the barrio.
Todd, just call the Uber.
I don't know.
I'll wait here.
I don't know. And I was the fucking DD that night. So then everyone was like, no, this is real. This is serious. So I had to like open the car. Everyone's rushing in. We had like 10 people in the Tesla all packed in. They're like, go, get away. And I'm like behind the Tesla wheel, like frantically not knowing what to do.
Did you make it into the Tesla?
Yeah, I made it, of course. Okay. I mean, barely. I fucking had no room when I got there.
there wasn't a seat left for David in his own car.
Were you drunk?
No. I wasn't.
But he had a drink, so I just drove.
But no, actually, I was tipsy. But I ran to, I don't know why I had to clarify that.
Yeah, I was like, okay, we're tipsy.
Like, I drink.
Yeah.
I am fine.
You wanted to flex a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I had a good time.
I drink sometimes. I know how to get the party.
No, but I was running to where it all happened, and my buddy was there on the ground.
Oh,
Who I haven't seen in like 3-4 years. I'm not kidding. Like,
no way.
And he was on the ground, and the cops were like, sir, are you hit? And he sees me and he goes, Dobrik? And he gets up and he goes, how have you been? And immediately takes out his phone. And he goes, I haven't seen this dude in about 4 years.
Oh, my God.
And just, like, snap right into, like, Instagram selfie mode. But, yeah, no, that was it was a crazy experience. I don't think
he wasn't shot, though.
No, he just was laying down for cover.
He was, but there were, I don't know, no one was killed.
He takes an Instagram photo in that moment.
It was a video.
Well, it was like over at that point, I think.
I don't know if it was, I don't think anybody got killed.
No. 3 people were shot. That's it.
Yeah, but like, I remember like, it was like, after it happened, I was like curious what happened. And the guy was bloody on his arm.
And he literally saw one guy got shot in the arm and he literally got into his Uber or some car.
Like,
and was
Uber
like,
XL in the middle of the street. He's like, hospital now. It was crazy. I've heard shots like around my apartment because I lived in like Hollywood, but I've never like been at the location of something like that happening. And it was a bizarre experience. That's so crazy. We haven't talked about it in like 2-3 weeks.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I got into an argument yesterday.
With who? Were shots
fired? A neighbor.
Shots fired.
Did you fire off shots?
I killed him.
Just warning shots for him to go home, like Natalie said.
Get back in your house.
It's too late. Quiet down. Wait, you got into an actual argument with your neighbor?
I was walking the dog.
Dude, those are the worst.
I was walking the dog and the
dude,
dog.
Dude, I hate those.
Yeah, they
those are so.
They are like, bad.
No.
Let him talk.
I know. I was trying to interrupt him because all the comments are always like, David always interrupts people. So like, I either have to double down and keep doing it more, or I have to like be really aware of it. So I'll try to be more aware of it. Go.
I was walking the dog and the dog pooped, and and I picked it up, but sometimes it's kind of creamy, you know, and so there was like a stain. You can barely get through this story.
Well, no, it's just funny because it's like, this is what the podcast is, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you have like the 25-year-old nightlife stories, and then you have, this probably happened same night.
Yeah, probably did. So glad I wasn't with you. And
picking you're up cleaning up your own dog
I'm poop. Cleaning up the poop. I pick it up. And the woman, she just get in her car, and she goes, can you please pick your dog poop up? Mm-hmm. And I go, I did pick it up. And she goes, it's still there. And I'm like, what do you want? You want me to get like a toothbrush? Like, what do you want me to do?
You said that?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I picked it up. Like, what do you want? It's a stain.
Okay.
And
sorry, where was it? On the grass or on the asphalt?
On the asphalt.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And then she just looked absolutely nuts. And then the husband came out. And he just came out and he was like, what's going on? What's going on? He's like, you're talking to my wife like that? You're talking to what's going on? And I go,
dude, what is wrong with people?
Like, yeah, people are tense.
It doesn't sound like a real scenario.
No, it doesn't. He literally came out. Why are you talking about
I'm making it up?
No, it's unfortunate that you're not making it up. Like,
so he goes,
chillax.
He goes,
come on, bro.
He's like
chill,
ready
though.
To fucking fight me. Like, and I just looked at him and I go, she started yelling at me for not picking up my dog poop, but I did pick it up. And he just looks down at the poop and he just goes, oh, yeah. Yeah, all right. And he just walked in. Like, basically saying, like, yeah, I know. She's fucking nuts. Like, that was basically what I got from it.
So it's a happy ending.
Yeah, it was a happy ending. Like, I didn't do anything wrong.
What do you do after a situation like that when you go back? Do you, like, have to unwind or do you just, like, go back to your regularly scheduled, like...
I used to be, like, that would, like, throw me off for the whole day. I'd be so mad. But now I'm much better. Now I'm just, like, I stopped caring about everything. So I'm just like, yeah, whatever. I do not care. Whatever. I know everybody's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I am too.
Do you think that like if you like encountered like aliens, like
what? How are you going to aliens now?
Let him finish.
Well, I actually don't know where I'm going with it. I'm glad Natalie stopped me.
If I encountered aliens, would I be upset?
No. Like I'm just like wondering, like to what extent would you just be like, ah, the world's fucking crazy? Like to what extent would you just resume your regular day because you're so like cold to everything now?
Yeah, pretty much anything.
Yeah,
I could see anything and just go right back to like making a mistake.
Like, okay, yeah. Like yeah. If an alien came by,
yeah,
and you were with your son, yeah. And he came up to the window and he goes, bzz, 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 and he goes, we're going to eat your son unless you give me your t-shirt and your hat. And like,
well, now you crossed the line.
No.
But like, obviously, if it's my son, I'll be upset.
But then you go, okay, just a t-shirt and a hat. I'll give him my t-shirt and a hat.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So you give him your t-shirt and hat.
Yeah.
And then he goes, bzz, bzz, but also, you cannot tell anybody about this. And then you go, okay. And then from that moment, how long would it take you to just go back to regular stuff? Would you just be like, yeah, that's LA?
I literally would go just right back to it.
Yeah.
Like I've had all this stuff happen this week and everyone around me is like upset and I'm just like, yeah.
Right.
You know, like I Jess and I, we had some work problems or whatever, and you know, she's younger or whatever, and she's like flipping out, and I'm just like, well, yeah, then it won't happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you won't have a job. Is that the worst thing in the world? Like you'll find something else to do if I can't afford to keep you.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's where I'm at in life, and it's kind of liberating. It's kind of nice just to be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll work or it won't.
I'm almost like, I'm almost where you are, but not in such a cynical way.
Right. I wish I wasn't so cynical. I really do.
Like, I agree with like your philosophy on like your philosophy.
Like if I lost everything, right? Like, let's say I lost everything today. Mm-hmm. Like no more podcasts, no more YouTube channel. Like I'm like really scared of that. You know, that's like my biggest fear. And then I had the thought like, huh, maybe that's what needs to happen. You know, like maybe I'll survive.
Cut.
You know what I mean? Like
he's going off on the deep end.
Like I have this thing like, oh man, I don't want to fucking be working at Starbucks when I'm 65.
Right.
And then I thought,
there's something cool about that.
Like I'll survive.
I actually saw a TikTok about that the other day.
Yeah.
Someone was like, I work a 9-to-5. Can we stop shaming 9-to-5 jobs? Like,
yeah.
I love it. I love being able to have weekends to enjoy my hobbies.
Amazing.
And then I go 9-to-5 to work. And like, that's like, I love a routine. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah.
Before I met you, I was installing speakers.
Really?
And I fucking loved it.
Wait, you were doing something that has to do with technology?
Right before I met you, I had no money. And I was like, I'm broke. And my friend's like, well, I do these speaker shows. You can help me set up the shows. They're like trade shows where people, you come in, you bring everything in, you set it up. And then people come look at the speakers and they say if they want to buy it or not.
Oh, okay.
And I was doing that. And it was so great because you don't have to think. Like our job, you're like, fuck, I got to think of something funny.
There's homework.
Yeah. And then it was done. I was like, oh, I'm gonna fucking chill out.
Yeah, like once the speakers are set up, you don't need to go home thinking about like,
no,
how am I gonna make the next speaker?
Yeah, how am I gonna set these speakers up tomorrow?
Right.
I know how to do it.
Yeah. I guess that is kind of nice.
Yeah. It's like Natalie, she's always worried about like what's gonna happen around here, right?
Right.
She has twitches.
She does.
She twitches from stress.
I have a twitch now.
She has a twitch.
Wait, do you actually?
Yeah, I have like a little tick like sometimes.
I think I've seen that, right?
Probably, yeah.
The other day I asked Natalie to hot tub.
You're like, I think I've seen that.
I wind up just sock you in the face.
The other day, I asked Natalie the hot tub, and she was like, I'm going home. I'm so tired. And then 20 minutes later, I'm like laying in bed because like bummed that Natalie can't like hot tub with me. And yeah, it's like that. And all I hear from the staircase is,
oh, yeah.
And I text her and I was like, hey, you're still here. Want a hot tub? And she responds, she's like, I knew that hiccup was going to fuck me.
Oh, my God. That was funny.
You know, I was looking into the other day. I was looking at Treasure Hunters. I think it's so interesting. I watched the movie Fool's Gold.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey.
With Matthew McConaughey.
Kate Hudson.
Yeah. I'm glad you know it. I just think it's like such an interesting like concept, like that there's people that like just look for treasure and they find it. And like did you hear about?
It's the whole plot of Outer Banks.
Really, they're looking for treasure.
Yeah, his father like makes a map.
Yeah,
and
that's the whole point.
And then eventually the kid finds the map. The father dies, and the kid finds the map, and he's got to go find the treasure.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, there's this guy named Forrest Fenn. He did you hear about this?
No.
It was years ago. But he made like a book. He's a big treasure hunter. Mm-hmm. And he wrote this like biography or whatever about all his hunts. And in the book, he put in he featured a poem, and it was where he hid his treasure.
Oh.
So he's a treasure hunter, and he wanted to encourage people to go like out into the world and to like find treasures of their own.
Wow.
And it was like $1 to $5 million in a literal treasure chest, and he hid it somewhere in the Rocky Mountains. And people for like the next like 10 years were looking for it. And it was just recently, it was like a year or two ago, someone found it. And like, it was in Montana. And it took like 8-9 years to find this fucking thing.
Is there like clues and shit?
It was just the poem.
So the poem was like, go left up this mountain and right down this hill? I mean, like, how does the poem go?
No, I'm sure.
Left up this mountain, right up this hill. And that's how you know you have found the till.
Did they say the location of where it was found or no?
No. It wasn't like it's in Boulder, Colorado. And then he rhymed something with Colorado. It wasn't like that. It was more, it was like fucking like, it was like national treasure shit. Like an old timey like poem. Like, and some
Did
people
read
are,
the poem?
Okay, this is the poem. This is to find the treasure. As I have gone alone in there and with my treasures bold, I can keep my secret where and hint of riches new and old. Begin it where warm waters halt. And
I know where it is.
Where?
It's in the Rockies.
It's in the Glendale Galleria.
Yeah.
From there, it's no place for the meek. The end is ever drawing nigh. There I'll be no paddle up your creek, just heavy loads and water high. If you've been wise and found the blaze, look quickly down your quest to seize. But tarry scant with marble gaze. Just take the chest and go in peace. So why is it that I must go and leave my troll for all to seek? The answer I already know. I've done it, tired, and now I'm weak. So hear me all and listen good. Your effort will be worth the cold. If you are brave and in the wood, I'll give you the title to the gold. It's pretty fucking cool, huh?
I mean, it's like straight out of a...
No, it's out of a
movie.
Fucking movie.
Yeah.
How do you begin to look?
Well, it literally says, begin it where warm water halts. So where the warm water stops and maybe flows into an ocean. So maybe like rivers are warmer than oceans. So maybe where the river stops or something like that. Maybe
river?
Maybe like a lake. The one in Montana.
Yeah, but like
does
also...
Does it say Montana?
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't say Montana.
The guy must have just got lucky and just found it.
I'd love to do that, like to hide.
That would
you
be so much fun.
In the Rockies.
We should do a treasure hunt. What?
Really?
Yeah. I'd fucking die out there.
Yeah.
If we gave you enough supplies.
Yeah, hide me in the Rockies and then have like... Have all your fans come and try to find me.
Dude, that's really funny.
That's a good idea.
Well, you could just be in like a little log cabin and we could stock you up for like a month.
Wow, dude, that'd be really funny.
Can you imagine everybody like on TikTok like live streaming their search for me?
But you'd have to promise not to come out till someone knocks on the door.
Oh yeah, I'd never come out. I'd fucking love it. I'd sit there and I'd read books. And I've never read in my life.
Wow.
I'd learn how to read for this whole thing. That would be so good. I have a big beard.
Yeah, that would be sick. That would be the best moment when someone finds you.
The best.
Yeah.
What poem would you write?
Follow the smell. It's a scary stench.
Jason's an idiot. Natalie's my wench. I mean.
I'm down to do that.
Hey, now we have an idea. We can go make a vlog.
That would take a little while.
You forget about me. Would I be able to contact you? Would I have like a cell phone?
Like I'd probably call you. Like you wouldn't be able to call me. But I think,
how does that work? A one line phone?
Like a payphone type situation, and we'd give you no coins, and you'd wait. And what does the person win when they find you?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how, what are we giving someone?
I don't know. You got to give them like 10 grand or something. I mean, like to put all
what do
that.
You, what do you get?
Huh? I just get solace, peace of mind. Just out there.
Just to be by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be great.
I'm wondering though, like if we did it and like no one found you for a couple months, like, like if like slowly I would like it just be like such a normal part of conversation where like we'd have guests on the podcast. It's just me and Natalie. And they're like, have you guys found Jason? I'd be like, no, not yet. So what are you? Like, I wonder if it would become like so normal where it's like, nope, yeah, the search is still on.
Yeah, he's out there.
Yeah.
And we really hope somebody finds him.
Yeah, that is.
You forget where you put me?
Yeah.
What if like literally
Natalie forgets?
Is it in the Appalachians or the Rockies? I'm getting my poems mixed up.
David, where is the laptop with all the information about where Jason is?
I left it with Jason.
Dude, that's a really fun idea.
Well, what about like even
we can't do that.
But you can't. But you could do.
You have kids.
Oh, I can go for a month. You should put a time limit on it. It's a month.
You can leave for a month.
Yeah, it's a sick idea. It's so good. And then just imagine those people finding me. They find me the first day.
Because you couldn't make it up the hill. We released the podcast, but you're still going to your hiding spot. Someone's at the Rockies watching the podcast. They just put their phone down. They see you hiking. Jason?
You're like, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that would be cool. But someone would need to win something. And you need to like give them like a poem when they like get to you.
Yeah, yeah, I'll have it.
I found the Jason Nash in the cave. Now listen to me and behave. To reach my tokens and get my gold, make sure to listen and not call me old.
Hey, okay, it's fits itself.
I mean, yeah, it'll be something mysterious like that. Let us know if you guys want.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What are we doing in Costa Rica?
Let's talk about this. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to Costa Rica.
Right.
Doing a bunch of activities.
Okay.
Now, one of the activities, there's actually two on the list that I'm like really intrigued about, but I don't know if I'm going to do. Something tells me I'm going to do neither, but I do want to do both. Activity one is get bitten by a bullet ant. Our buddy Danny's going to be out there. He's gotten bit by a bullet ant before. He wants to do it again. It's like the most powerful insect bite in the insect kingdom. And I've always kind of just wanted to experience it just so I can get like a cute little bullet ant tattoo like on my hand or something. Uh-huh. Just to say I've done it. Like I feel like it's a good story. And then the other one is ayahuasca, which that one I'm like, that one I'm so curious about. So basically it's like, is it a tribal thing? I don't know.
Yeah, I talked to my friend the other night for like an hour about ayahuasca. She's done it like 6 times and she's pretty hippy dippy and she really talked me out of it.
So Costa Rica is a place to do ayahuasca. Ayahuasca is, it's a substance you drink.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's a plant and then basically like purges your entire body. Mm-hmm. And you, well, what are the effects?
I mean, I don't want to have diarrhea around Natalie.
Right. So you throw up and you diarrhea.
That was the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have diarrhea in front of Natalie. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to be good.
Yeah.
And she'll be scarred forever.
So, hold on. Well, people are like, so ayahuasca just gives, ayahuasca just laxatives? No, ayahuasca is like, it's basically like DMT, right?
Yeah, you either throw up or poop.
No.
It's like you.
Jason.
No.
Oh.
You have
what
to,
is the point?
You have
the point
to tell
is not
people
to
what
shit.
It is if they don't know what
I
it
don't
is.
Know what it is.
It's obviously not to just shit. God, Jason, you are. Oh. My God.
It didn't hurt.
Jason just
yeah,
it didn't hurt.
Yeah, why are you turning all red?
It didn't hurt. I have a hard head.
Yeah, you fucking bozo. Oh, Jason. All right, here we go.
Oh my God.
Jason just dropped his hat behind the couch and then he hit his head on
hit
the
head
side
on the
of the
studio.
Wall. He hit his head on the studio.
How'd you do
okay,
that?
Okay, no, Jay, we have to explain to people
okay, go ahead.
What ayahuasca is.
Yeah, it's a plant that you find in the jungle and you
it has hallucinogenic
yes.
effects.
You grind it up and you drink it.
Oh my fucking dude, we have to explain.
I told you
what,
I don't know.
What
Look
is
it up.
The point oh, of you, it?
Why do people do it?
Why do they do it?
Yeah.
Oh. They, people do ayahuasca for lots of reasons. The main reason is they want to deal with like past trauma and things like that.
It like.
It's supposed to lead you, you know, settle unresolved issues inside you.
I mean, it's like you have like an out of body experience. Like it's like, I think it's like the definition of like, you know, like when cartoons like show drugs or something and like the character like goes into like a space that's all black or all white. Like, mm-hmm, I think yeah. that's exactly what ayahuasca is. Like, it's yeah. like a complete out of body experience that you're doing for like, that you're tripping on for like 6 to 8 hours. And the producers are saying it takes even a couple days to come down from the entire thing. But like, it's a full on, like you're going through, and apparently a lot of times it is bad. It's like, it could be either a great trip or a bad trip. And a lot of times it could be very much like a nightmare and you have to go, I hear you have to go towards like then like
the
you have
darkness.
To you have to
I asked her that. I said, my friend said you've got to go towards the darkness, and she said yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
yeah. She's like you know, you have to go in with the intentions of like dealing with whatever is coming up, but if you fight that, then you're gonna have a bad
time. And what's
time.
An example she gave of like what happened when she did it?
Well, her experience, she said she didn't ever have a bad time, but she did like shit herself.
No.
Oh my yeah, God, what, why are you so focused on
dude,
shitting?
What's wrong? Yes, yeah, what is.
Sorry. Even just what, ask me again.
Even what's an experience yet? Like, even a good one?
Well, she said that. She's like, when you take it.
You diarrhea everywhere. We're like, we know, Jason.
She's my hat. She said, when you take it, she goes, you're going to hear jungle sounds right away. She's oh. like, and you'll see a big anaconda.
Bro,
what?
She said every time she took it, she heard jungle sounds. Even though she was like in a house in like Northern California one time, she's like, you just hear the jungle sounds.
Yeah, but it's different for every person.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right.
And I asked her, I go, is it fun? And she goes, oh, no. It's not
then
fun.
Then why does she do it? Why has she done it 6 times?
I guess to like, for therapeutic reasons. Just to like cleanse
it her
body.
It helps her heal? Or?
Yeah, and like heal or deal
yeah,
with
I was talking to the guy and like... His buddy did it and like completely changed his life. Like he came out of it and he was like a completely different human than he was before.
Well,
like different values, different like interests, different hobbies, mm-hmm. like just a brand new person. Like he found out in himself what he needed to be happy. Which is fucking wicked. But like, that's again, great. A good point. Back to the diarrhea. I don't want to do that in Costa Rica. I don't. Your lady even said to wear a diaper.
Oh, yeah, that was the other part. She was like, you and all your friends need to wear diapers.
Like, I'm down to throw up for, like, an hour or two, but if I'm diarrheaing and I'm throwing up, like, that's going like, to be tough, especially on Discovery
painful.
Plus. Like,
yeah, Discovery
and you have to,
Plus.
You have to, like, help each other. Like, you have to, like, wipe each other's butts and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's what she said. She said
but
that someone
also,
is someone's wiping your ass as you're diarrheaing.
Right. I don't care about the shit thing as much as you guys are caring about the shit thing, but my thing is, like, if you're hallucinating and you're seeing things, then you're not in your current environment. So like, how are you able to like look at your friends and see your friends and interact with them and do things? Like, I don't really.
You don't. I don't think you do. I don't think it's like mushrooms where you're like, ha ha ha, Natalie has a funny hat on.
When did we say you're interacting with your current environment?
Well, he just said that you have to help each other out.
Yeah. Your friend doesn't, you don't know that you're shitting and you don't know that your friend's wiping your ass. from what I hear.
But how is your friend? Oh, your friend is sober, though. Your friend is not.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Your friend's not also hallucinating and taking care of you.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
I am hallucinating that I am a caretaker. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for watching.
Yeah.
And listening.
Did a good job, Trey.
Nat, you got anything to say?
Thank you guys for watching and listening.
Dave, what about you? You got anything to say?
Thanks for watching and listening, and we'll see you guys next week. My name is Jeff. Woo. Bye.
Bye.